I think what this exercise did and drove home for me was talk about the loss we have in revenue, which just from assessments and the tax base, almost offsets what we would think we could get in an earned income tax, $6.5 million. However, with PSERS and other state mandates, there are costs that are out of our control that we cannot find any way to soften or lessen until Harrisburg does something. So I would like to think, I would have liked to have hoped that the earned income tax was our long-term solution, but as many of their slides showed, it is not a long-term solution. It helps us in the short term. So from my perspective, I'm not sure anyone could guarantee there wouldn't be any more cuts. And that's the very, to me, that's the most disappointing part of this whole study, because it is not a short-term fix. Or it is a short-term fix that's not going to help us past a couple of years. Now, other school districts are going to hit that cliff long before we are. We are very fortunate to have a fund balance. We are very fortunate to have solid educational system, good programs in place. I just don't know what the model is going to look like for those districts that are going to fail before us from a financial point of view. So I can't guarantee there wouldn't be any more cuts. It certainly would provide revenue that we don't have right now.